It's Wednesday, January 29th, 2020. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
AV Nation is brought to you by QSC, who invites you to go native with the QSIS audio, video, and control ecosystem.
Today's Daily Download comes from a State of Control 64. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Brian Markram and Peter Knapp talking about advanced solutions. Brian McGregor starts off talking about what programming languages programmers should be looking at to bring systems to a higher level of functionality.
I do think that the newer programming languages, Python, C#, et cetera, are really where it's going to be at. I do think for those basic systems, sometimes, you know, using older languages is fine. We would prefer not to. But I do actually like your point, Steve, about bringing in outside parties in certain cases to help that integration path, especially, you know, like a smaller programming house that may not have the resources to invest in that development. You know, maybe we can bury a little bit of it in a project, but we don't have that initial resource to get going. It, you know, can be a great tool to say, hey, here's my requirements. You know, can you help us get our library going? Can you help, you know, do that? Which is really, with the more advanced programming languages, opened up that whole door. And I think that's a great thing to leverage. You know, I do think that as an industry and as a set of programmers, we need to evolve or else we're going to find ourselves in the dust.
Agreed.
So, and I think that's going to be a challenge at points. So I know that, you know, lots of manufacturers are pushing us in that direction. I think that, you know, just like in, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, things started to get deprecated. It's going to happen again soon. And so if you don't evolve and if you don't spend the time, you know, even on your own at points to learn, you know, you're going to start to become obsolete as well.
So you mentioned this once earlier and again here about learning on your own and kind of doing your own R&D so that you have different offerings and different ideas that you can put in front of clients. Is that something that is going to need to be thought about from either integrators or software developers or even looking at it from a manufacturer's standpoint to allow more time either within projects or within a work schedule to be able to do these things in order to bring our systems up?
I do think that really does need to be brought into the equation, you know, back at the manufacturers and back at the integrators and in the programming houses, because sometimes there's just not enough time. There just physically isn't. And while I love what I do, I wouldn't do it outside of work if I didn't. One of my favorite places to test is at home, because I guarantee you if I put a new piece of code in and there's something wrong with it, my wife will find it and she will find it when I'm traveling and it's 9 o'clock at night and she's mad that, you know, I broke something. So she's my best tester. But I think that, you know, there's almost no way around it. Some of our own time is going to have to use for that development, but I do think that we need to leverage and put a little more pressure on, hey, we need to make some downtime to work on these things. Yeah. And that is a really hard sell. I don't myself personally know the right way to sell it. I know that we talk about it and it's always something that's in our goals, but it does seem like it gets pushed all the way to the back burner every year.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This
is
AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.